Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Clara Angotti. Clara Angotti has over 25 years of technology management experience. As president, Ms. Angotti is focused on Next Pathway's mission of helping customers automate the end-to-end challenges they experience when migrating applications to the cloud. Among her accomplishments, Ms. Angotti has been a three-time finalist for the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Ms. Angotti is a two-time recipient of the prestigious Canada's Most Powerful Woman Top 100 Award by the Women's Executive Network. Ms. Angotti was also awarded the prestigious Profit Award for Excellence in Entrepreneurship, which is awarded to an individual who has launched one or more successful companies, has a proven track record of growth and profitability, and is a role model to other entrepreneurs. Well, good afternoon, Clara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Clara. Pretty excited to have you on. Like I said, do a lot of podcasts, and this is what really inspires me during the day because I get to hear your story and I get to share that with a very large global audience. So thank you. So Clara, we're going to jump right in. You've got a strong background in technology leadership, and you're the co-founder of your current tech company, Next Pathway. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Sure. I've been, in technology for over 30 years. And you know, what continuously surprises me is that, the great thing about our business is that it's in constant evolution. And I would honestly say that right now is probably one of the most exciting times that I've seen since, the dot-com boom, just the emergence of cloud and the possibilities that are available now to organizations. And it really inspires me and my team to build really interesting technology to assist our clients. So, one of the great things about being a technology entrepreneur is really that you kind of get to pick what sort of products and expertise you want to develop with your team and bring that to market. And then if things are not working or you want to make a change, you're really driving your own agenda and your own destiny. And so the ability to make decisions quickly and to be agile. You can't think of a better kind of work environment where you can test new ideas almost on a dime. From that perspective, it's always fun. It's always like super challenging, which is great and very rewarding as well. So from a career perspective, it's been constantly rewarding for me. And that's kind of kept me going for so long. And I really don't see an end. I mean, I'm 30 years into the business and I'm learning every day, which is really nice.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. And you're absolutely right. Growth equals fulfillment. So I think that's truly going to resonate with many people on this podcast. So Clara, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to the new normal in this pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, we have been really blessed with understanding the real potential that the cloud has offered. And I think that when you look at what's happened in the last 6 months in terms of the pandemic and what it's meant to many of the businesses that we serve, and that tends to be kind of the Fortune 500 organizations, those that have understood the power of digitizing their business and have gone to lengths to transform their business and replatform it, or at least get it ready for the cloud, have really done a great job of surviving. And some of them actually have been thriving in this economic uncertainty, in this economic environment that the pandemic has really created in our world. And for us as an organization that is there to assist our customers in this journey, so I'm sure you know a little bit about our company, but what we do is we really automate our customers' journey and their migration of legacy data. If anything, we've become even more relevant to our customers in this new normal, because many of them have previously considered moving data warehouses to the cloud, but now it's almost an imperative for them that they really need to do this. And so over the last, I would say, 4 months, our business has never been busier, because many of the customers that we were chatting to, a year ago and doing some pilots about moving some data warehouses to the cloud are now calling us saying, I need to do it right now. And that's a couple of things. One is some of them are on legacy warehouses where they're spending too much money and it's costing them, too much operational overhead, or they have end of life issues with their data warehouse. But many of them are saying, I really need to be more nimble in my organization. And nimbleness meaning from an operational efficiency perspective, but also nimbleness to say, if I need to spend more money and more effort on my online presence, presence, then I need to be able to do that. And if anything, this pandemic has taught us is that those companies that can be nimble will do well. And we don't know what the next curveball is going to be. But if anything, we've learned is that companies need to be operationally at the ready, and nothing prepares them better for being able to spin their business than having the agility of the cloud. So if anything, I think our business has been more relevant than any other time. So we're super happy to be ready for this environment.
That's amazing, Claire. I appreciate you sharing that. The pivot, the shift stories that I've heard over the last 6 months have been simply amazing, how people have just completely turned around and innovated. Instead of turning business on its head, we've actually turned the pandemic on its head in kind of a way of how we're doing business, obviously. So thank you for sharing. Claire, this is a good one from a technology standpoint. Are you looking at or leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your company? And if there's nothing specific to that, anything you care to share with our audience? You know, you might be using just a really cool app you want to share with us.
You know, what's really helped us, like we bought a number of Zoom licenses, I guess about 2 years ago, and we were using it because we were giving a lot of demonstrations of our technology to global clients. But over the last, 6 months, I guess since March, maybe even more, everybody has been working from their home. And so Zoom has become a constant application that's on our phones, on our laptops. It's really kept us connected and working together as a team, but also allowing us to be giving great demonstrations to customers all over the world. The whiteboarding features, the collaboration, I think are excellent. I don't have any other really neat things that we're doing outside of just really relying heavily on Zoom, but I know that our infrastructure team, our DevOps team, are constantly exploring new technology in the DevOps space, because I think that as we've seen, a number of cyber attacks, and I, often get emails from charitable organizations that we support saying we've been hacked, or we're constantly aware of the fact that we're all a little bit more vulnerable than we were, 7 months ago when we were working from our offices. And so we're constantly thinking about what that means to us in our day-to-day operations. And some people don't like it because we're buttoning down the hatches a little bit stronger and, adding two-step authentication to almost everything. But that's just the world that we're living in today, which is, I think, in some respects is good housekeeping habits, but it's kept us a lot more aware of our own security.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that's important that others can learn how you've transitioned and leveraged some of the technology that we may not even, looked at for another several years, but the pandemic has kind of forced us to look at these other technologies. So thank you for sharing. And Clara, this is a big question from our audience. They want to know more about Clara and Gotti. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or leadership?
Yeah, I can speak to both of those topics. I think what I've learned over my years from a technology perspective is that it's really important to create an environment of ideation in your company. And what I mean by that is embrace the idea and foster an environment where it's okay to fail. And we know that as we're building our products and our technology, that there's a good chance that some of the ideas that we bring to the table will fail. And that's because we're solving some really difficult challenges. And that's how we stay relevant and how we stay valuable, is that we'd like to think of ourselves as being able to kind of crack some of the problems that haven't been solved yet. And, right now we're focusing very strongly on bringing in massive complex data warehouses to the cloud in an automated fashion. And so we really support the idea that it's okay to fail. It's not okay not to get up and kind of dust yourself off and get back at it. Don't be burdened by failing. Don't be burdened by time or money. What we do tell them is we give you an envelope of people and work to what I call 4 to 6 week sprints, where we get our technology or ideas, what I call demo ready, enough for us to kind of test whether or not we have something that can work. And quickly we understand, can this fly or can it not fly? And what do we need to do to actually put more time and money behind it? And that way we test early, we fail early, and then we move on and fine tune. And that gives everybody some real good confidence, because you don't want to shackle your team with the burden of, oh my God, if I do this and it fails, I'm going to be, out of a job, or I'm going to be disappointing somebody. It's all lessons learned. It's all part of the ideation process. So that's kind of my generic advice for any tech entrepreneurs. From a leadership perspective, and I do think a lot about this, and I've always thought about finding the right people and putting them in places and in positions where they're going to succeed. You know, the key is you got to find great people, and great people are difficult to find. You can't compromise on them. You got to look for people that within their fundamental DNA of who they are people that want to work hard. And not because you pay them, and not because you say so, or not because their job description says so, but because that's the fundamental part of who they are. And that means that they don't look for excuses when they fail. They don't look to take all the reward when things go well. They work well as a team. They're the kind of people that you want, regardless of what technology you're building. And that's essential because in the technology field, especially, we don't know what our business could look like a year from now. So right now we're doing a lot of work around cloud migrations, but that may change ever so subtly, or we may have a different idea 6 months from now. And being in technology, we're allowed to be super nimble. And I want people that are good and great, regardless of what we're doing. And the other thing about these people, from a leadership perspective, I never tell people how they need to work or manage them on a day-to-day basis. I will lead them, I will guide them, I'll prioritize them, but what they do and how they do it on a day-to-day basis is very much left to them to decide. They're accountable to me, but ultimately how they do it and how they organize themselves, they have full autonomy over that. And I think that creates a really good environment because I respect the fact that they are specialists in their area. And so I don't want to necessarily be mucking it up on a day-to-day basis. I trust them. And it gives them the freedom and the creativity to do what they think is right at the end of the day. And it creates a really good environment where mutual respect and shared values drive success. And that for me has worked for 30 plus years. And I think that that's a secret formula that I'll continue to lean on going into the future.
Thanks for sharing that explanation, both on the tech side and the leadership side, Clara. We certainly appreciate it. I love those nuggets of wisdom. And again, it's not about me taking advantage of all this information I'm getting, but I'm actually turning around and sharing it with a very large global audience. So thank you again, Clara. It was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Bye for now.